朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
保罗为以弗所教会所祷告的第一件事是什么？
So what is his first prayer?
他对教会最重的负担是什么？
What is his most important concern?
第一件事情就是要认识神。
The most important thing is to know God.
我们知道以弗所书是一个很特别的书。
We know that the book of Ephesians is an interesting book.
在第一节
In verse 1,
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，本来在原文以弗所这三个字是没有的。
In English you say, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints in Ephesus. The original did not contain the word Ephesus.
第一世纪当然没有 copy machine.
In the first century, we do not have Xerox machines.
但是保罗呢，他找了几个文书替他写了几本以弗所书。
But Paul had some help from different scribes and wrote several different, but the same letter.
一本寄给以弗所。
One sent to the church.
其他寄给别的教会。
And the other sent to other churches.
所以我们发现以弗所书跟其他的书信不一样。
So this is indeed a different letter.
在别的书信到最后一章，保罗都很啰嗦。哎呀，张三如何如何呢？那么李四你也问候问候他了。哎呀，那个人最近身体又不好了。他有很多很多 personal touch 在里面。
In many of the other letters, when you read the ending, you find Paul would ask for so and so and give his greetings to this one or that one with many personal remarks.
以弗所书没有。
But you do not find it.
因为他有一个特别的背景。
Because that's the important context here.
所以他对这个教会有一个盼望，等于不只是对以弗所，是对整个当时小亚细亚，圣灵也就用他这个负担，对历史历代的教会发出这样的一个呼吁。
In other words, the truth contained in the book of Ephesians is for all churches.
我在大学的时候有一本书影响我很大。
When I was in college, one book really had an impact on my life.
是 J.B. Phillips 写的一本书。
It's a book written by J.B. Phillips.
那本书的题目叫做 Your God is too small. 你的神太小。
The title of the book is Your God is too small.
我印象非常的深刻。
I have a very deep impression.
今天有许许多多人对他所信仰的这位神认识的太少。
Indeed, many people today who believe in God know very little of God.
你认识神的程度。
Depending on how deep you know him,
会影响你个人的前途
will influence how you behave,
会影响你家庭的关系或者问题
will influence how your family relations.
你认识神的程度也会影响教会的建造
and the depth of your knowledge of God will also impact on the church.
你对神的认识也决定于你对国际局势的看法。
And that will also have an impact on how you look into the international arena.
12月9号，感谢主，我知道我在这里讲了一篇我心里面很受感动的信息。
I've preached a message that moved my heart deeply on December the 9th.
12月9号，我也是很难得的看见教会，圣灵在教会的当中带来的一个很强烈的反应。
And I felt that I have witnessed the moving of the Holy Spirit in many of your hearts that day.
在台上看见许多的弟兄姊妹流眼泪。
I saw many of you shedding tears.
但有一句话，那个时候我不敢讲。
But there was one sentence that I dare not utter.
经过了一个多月，我现在比较敢讲。
But after this whole month, I think I can say it a little bit better.
我的儿子在中东，我知道是神的安排。
I indeed know it is the will of God for my son to be in the Persian Gulf.
我的儿子在那样一个危险的地方，我相信有神美好的旨意。
I believe that there is a beautiful will of God that my son is there.
你说李牧师这些话大家都会讲。
And you may respond, Pastor Lee, anybody could say that.
我侍奉主28年。
I have served God for 28 years.
我心里面最难过的一件事情。
What I feel really sad about,
我发现很多的弟兄姊妹太随便地用神的旨意、上帝的安排。
is that people use the term the will of God so easily.
我在做学生工作的时候
even when I was working among students,
如果听见一个男孩子跑来告诉我
if I hear a young man coming to me,
他说李牧师
and he says, Brother Lee,
某某人将来要跟我同奔天路
I know that that person is going to be my other half.
换句话说他要嫁给我了
She's going to marry me.
哦，你怎么知道？
I say, how would you know that?
神的旨意。
The will of God.
我反而把我吓坏，也把那个女的吓坏。
I felt that this would scare me and the lady away.
因为那个女的过了两天，她打电话给我。
Because she called me 2 days later.
李哥哥不得了，不得了。
She said, oh, that's a terrible thing.
我说什么事情？
Said, what happened?
说你知道某某弟兄吗？
Do you know so and so?
我说知道啊。
I said, of course I do.
他说我一定要跟他在一起。
He said, I have to be with him.
我说那你怕什么呢
I said, why are you afraid?
他说是神的旨意
He said, it's the will of God.
如果我不听他的就是消灭圣灵的感动
And so if I do not obey him, then I am going against the Holy Spirit.
亵渎圣灵这个罪是很大的
And this is the greatest sin.
那我说你怎么办呢
And I asked, what can you do?
那我只好顺服了
So I can only submit.
后来他们就做朋友了
So they started dating.
我就迫切地为他们祷告
And I prayed for them earnestly.
希望有一天能够替他们证婚。
I was praying so that one day they can indeed, be united.
过了一段时间
But after some time,
那男的打电话给我。
The young man called me again.
他说李哥哥
Yeah, Brother Lee.
我跟他分手。
I'm separating from this young lady.
我说为什么
I said, why?
神的旨意。
It's the will of God.
是神在变呢，还是人在变
？I wonder whether it's God that's changing or whether it's humans.
在我们研究这个答案之前
，before we delve into this question，
我要求弟兄姊妹一件事情。
I ask you for one thing，
不要随随便便说神的旨意，上帝的安排。
Don't use this phrase carelessly, saying that this is the will of God.
因为你实在还不认识神
Because we do not know God
你认识神的程度多少跟你整个灵性是有关系
Of course, how our spiritual life is depends much on how much we know God
在这里保罗提到 Know God truly Truly know God 这是中文翻译你要真知道神
In the Chinese version it saysPaul is praying for them to know God truly.
好，我们看十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们什么真知道他。
In English, it says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better."
在中文圣经里面
，In the Chinese version.
保罗用真字没有约翰用的多
Paul does not use the word truly as often as the Apostle John
如果各位有兴趣的话
If you are curious
你去约翰福音里面找
If you go read the Gospel according to John
我发奋去一口气把约翰福音看完一遍昨天前天起来晚上
A day before yesterday indeed I spent time and read through the Gospel of JohnAt one sitting.
我发现十五次之多约翰用这个真字真假的真
I found that、John used the word true over 15 times
他提到拿单业他说是真以色列人
For example when he、mentioned Nathaniel he said he is a true Israelite
他讲到耶稣基督叫人得自由叫做真自由
He said that when Jesus sets you free then you truly are free
他说那些听了道又遵行神旨意的那是真的门徒
He said those who hear and obey are true disciples
他说我父是葡萄树他说那是真的葡萄树
He said I am the true vine
十五次讲到真假的真
For 15 times John mentioned the word true
什么意思呢
What does that mean
当他一讲真的时候
When he mentions the word true
就是代表有假
That means there is another side, the fault.
这里讲到真知道神。
But here Paul also used the word to truly know him.
就证明有人假知道神。
That also means then some will know him falsely.
那么我们怎么知道我们是真的认识神还是假的认识神呢？
So how do we know whether we know him truly or falsely?
这个就是今天教育制度里面的考试制度来了。
And that is why we have the examination system.
我们怎么知道150个学生同样的老师同样的课本就有第一名又有50名的不同呢？
How can we distinguish between the first place and the last place if there's a class of 50, the same materials, the same teacher?
对不对？50个学生。
You have 50 students.
同样一个老师。
You have the same teacher.
同样一本教科书。
They use the same text.
考试的时候有第一名有第三名有第八名有50名。
But when you have an examination, then you can distinguish the first from the last.
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
上帝并不是那么残忍，天天要跟我们考试。
God did not give us an examination every day.
他偶尔要给我们有一些考试。
Now and then he may test us.
那个考试来的时候，就看出我们对神的认识有多少。
And from the test, we can tell how much we truly know him.
马太福音第七章登山宝训讲到最后的时候
，example in Matthew 7 at the end of the sermon.On the mount.
他讲到两条门路两种果树也提到两等的根基
Jesus mentioned the two different kinds of ways and the two different foundations.
那么当他提到根基的时候
And we mentioned the foundations.
盖房子
To build a house.
但是有一天雨淋水冲风吹要淋到这个房子
But sometime in the future, a storm will arise and blow against the house.
为什么保罗有那样重的负担要为他们祷告让他们真知道神
Why is Paul paying so much attention trying to pray for them so that they will truly know God?
对保罗来讲建立教会一个最重要的不在乎这个教堂怎么盖而是弟兄姊妹的信仰怎么样盖
It's important for us to know how to build our faith rather than a physical building.
考验来到的时候
And when the test comes,
我们才发现你我的不同
Then we find out that indeed you and I are different.
所以我说我经过了一个多月，我比较敢讲这句话，说我的儿子在那边是有神的预备和安排。
That is why it's only after a whole month or so before I dare utter the words, I know it's the will of God for Chris to be there.
对我们夫妇来讲，我们儿子在那边是一个雨淋、水冲、风吹的经验。
For us, indeed, this is a time of testing, a time of storm blowing against us.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
我们看见神的怜悯和恩典。
Because we also see His mercy.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们也常常在主面前祷告，主啊，我真的认识你吗？
So brothers and sisters, may we spend time praying before Him, asking Him to show us, do we know you truly?
我们现在看英文。
Now we can look at the
You may know him better. 你能够更好地认识他。
You may know him better.
这两种翻译很明显的重点不一样。
You notice that there are differences in interpretation.
中文比较严厉一点。
The Chinese version is perhaps more serious.
因为真假是讲到有无的问题。
Because truth and falsehood are directly opposite.
Better 是讲到程度的问题。
But the word better just means the level.
对不对？是不是不一样？
So there is some difference.
你这是真的，我的是假的，就是说你有我没有，我们这很简单。
What you know is true, what I know is false.
但是 better 的时候呢，你比我 better, 就是说你比我功力高一点。
But when we say you know him better, that means we both know him, but perhaps you know him a little bit better.
讲到 better 的时候是讲到多少和深浅的问题。
It is perhaps a reference to the level of knowledge.
请注意以弗所教会。
Please pay attention to the church there.
它是一个什么样的教会呢
？What kind of a church is it?
十五节告诉我们说
，In verse 15,
我听见你们两件事情。
For I heard two things about you.
信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints.
所以保罗为他们感谢神。
That's why Paul was giving thanks to God.
不但有信心。
Not only do they have faith,
而且活出信仰的果子爱来
because they also have the fruit of their faith, which is love.
这两样东西不能够缺一的
You have to have both.
我们需要有信心
We need to have faith.
我们也需要有爱心
But we also need to have love.
信心也许看不见
because we cannot see faith.
但是爱也许看得见
But through our love, you can see our faith.
这两样东西不可以缺少
So we cannot lack either of them.
但是竟然有人这样说。
But some may say,
我只来做礼拜。
I'll just come on Sunday.
我不参加教会的人事。
I will not participate in any other thing.
他的意思就是说
What he meant is,
我要信从主耶稣可以。
I'll just obey God.
跟人际有关系，对不起，我不来。
But I will not deal with humans.
因为一跟人有关系，就很多很多的误会，很多的问题，很多的麻烦。
Because human relations are so complex.
但是我们没有办法避免。
But we cannot indeed escape.
所以很多时候我们很大胆地说这句话。
So sometimes we courageously and proclaim.
如果你只信从主耶稣。
If you only believe in the Lord.
而你没有亲爱众圣徒的见证和果子。
And there's no testimony of you loving others.
你的信心一定有问题。
Then there is a problem with your faith.
你的信心一定是有残缺的。
There's an imperfect faith.
以弗所教会实在是个好的教会。
But the church in Ephesus is indeed a good church.
但是保罗说，我为你祷告，叫你们真认识神。
But then Paul prayed that you will know him better.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道我看到这里、想到这里的时候的心里面的感受。
You cannot imagine what I felt when I read this.
我里面的感慨很深。
I had a deep impression here.
我说主啊，以弗所这样的教会那么好。
I prayed to the Lord, the church in Ephesus is so good.
我们看到这个启示录的时候。
Especially if we also read about the church there in the book of Revelation.
我们到了第二章看到以弗所教会美丽的见证，为主受了许许多多的苦难。
How they had this beautiful testimony of suffering for Christ.
这样的一个教会。保罗还说我要为他祷告。
Such a church, Paul would say, I want to pray for her.
弟兄姊妹，从中文来看，他们还需要真的知识；从英文来看，他们还需要长进的知识。
So we indeed can say they need to know him truly and need to know him better.
最后有一点时间，我们看怎么样能够真知道神，怎么样能够 know him better。
Now we'd like to spend some time on how can we know him better.
十七节说，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，这样你们可以真知道他。
Paul was praying that I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
在保罗的神学里面，
In the theology of Paul,
智慧对他来讲是什么呢？
What is the concept of wisdom?
在哥林多前书第一章后面很清楚的，保罗提到上帝的智慧的时候，就是指着耶稣所说的。
Paul spent a lot of time in the book of Corinthians expounding on the concept of wisdom, and it's very clear that it's pointing to Christ.
在保罗的神学里面，启示是什么？
And what is the position of revelation in Paul's theology?
在提摩太后书三章十六节，启示就是圣经。
In Timothy 3:16, it was clear that Paul said the revelation of God is his words.
他这里提到神的灵。
Here we see the spirit of God.
这个灵是什么灵呢？是启示和智慧的灵。
This spirit is a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这个灵跟两样东西有关系。
And so the spirit has a relation with two things.
一个跟耶稣有关系，一个跟圣经有关系。
One with our Lord Jesus and one with his holy word.
我们刚刚从台湾回来不久。
We just recently came back from Taiwan.
上次提到
I've mentioned it.
看到台湾这些年来有一个现象。
I've noticed that there is this recent development.
我现在在酝酿要把那个现象要做一个整理。
I feel I want to spend some time trying to organize my thoughts on this.
请你们为我祷告。七月份我要回台湾去讲道。
I want you to pray for me because in the coming months, in July, I will be spending some time in Taiwan.
在校园团契办的三年一度的青宣大会，负责晚上的培灵。
I will be a main speaker during the evenings on the Taiwan equivalent of the Urbana meeting.
他们告诉我说他们指望有2000个学生会来参加这个聚会。
They told me that they are looking forward to 2,000 young students coming to this conference.
因为是宣道会议。
Because this is a mission conference.
所以这两千个都是台湾相当精彩、相当爱主的一些年轻人。
These young people who come are the ones who really love the Lord.
我有一个负担。
And I have this burden.
求主把正确的观念给这些年轻人。
That God will show these young people a true concept.
将来中国的教会的盼望在他们的身上。
The future of the Chinese church lies upon these young people.
如果他们现在走错了路。
If they have stepped in the wrong direction today,
影响前面三十年中国教会的前途。
They will influence the Chinese church in the next 10, 20, 30 years.
我那个聚会完了以后要到华福会去讲道，在菲律宾。
After that meeting, I have to be preaching in the Philippines to COWI.
我的负担是在青年的工作，不是在华福。
But I tell you, my burden is with the young people.
你记得我讲过一个笑话吗？
You may remember this joke that I mentioned.
1974年我们到瑞士去开会。
When we went to Switzerland to attend the meeting in 1974.
我们从菲律宾起飞的时候，我们坐一个包机从新加坡起飞的时候。
We went on a charter flight leaving Singapore.
寇世远监督坐在我后面。
Bishop Kuo was sitting behind me.
我就听见他讲了一句话。
And I heard him say this.
他说神一定要保护这个飞机。
Said God will bless this airplane.
因为这个飞机都是中国教会的头头。
Because in this plane are all the leaders of the Chinese church.
我看看前面头等有贾佳美院长坐在那里，是一个头头。
And I looked around me. Indeed, in the first class cabin, I can identify one person who's indeed a leader.
我看见吴勇坐那边。
I also saw another one.
我看见滕进辉坐那边。
And another one.
当然，寇世远在我后面。
Bishop Cole was behind me.
他说神一定不能让这个飞机出事情。
And he said God will not allow an accident to come to this plane.
如果这个飞机出事情的话
，If something happens,
中国教会完蛋。
Then the Chinese church will come to an end.
坐在我旁边是唐崇荣牧师。
But next to me was Stephen Tong.
他就讲了一句话，我永远不会忘记。
And he said a statement that I cannot forget.
他说，也许这个飞机出事，中国教会才有盼望。
He said, maybe if something happened to this plane, then the Chinese church will have a hope.
将近二十年。
In almost 20 years' time,
我不会忘记唐崇荣牧师讲的这句话。
I cannot forget what Reverend Tong said.
所以你懂我为什么对青年人有负担，对华福会比较没有那么重的负担。
Now you know why I have a bigger burden for the young people in Taiwan.
但是今天在这一节的圣经上。
But here in this verse,
我要提醒台湾的教会，但愿也提醒我们在座每一个人。
I want to remind us as well as the church in Taiwan.
圣灵一定不能跟耶稣分开来讲。
The Holy Spirit must go hand in hand with our Lord Jesus.
圣灵一定不能离开圣经，单独的来经历。
The Holy Spirit cannot be experienced outside of the Holy Scriptures.
如果我们把那一个智慧的灵两方面都有体验，很多时候我们会走在一个极端里面。
Because if we emphasize one over the other, then we are in danger.
所以请各位记得，我们在神面前祷告的时候，主啊，求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
So when we pray to the Lord and ask for the Holy Spirit, we have to say the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我讲这些话。
When I say these words.
因为这是我回台湾跟一些传道同工在一起分享的时候。
It's because I had the experience of sharing with other church leaders.
我心里面开始有一些很强的隐忧。
I have this hidden fear.
某某人现在有灵恩的经验。
So and so have experienced some spiritual gifts.
但是他的讲道退步。
But his preaching has deteriorated.
当然，弟兄姊妹，你不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand me.
讲道好坏，这是在神的手中，不是靠一个人的口才。
Whether a person preaches well, it's a gift of God.
但是那个人他讲这句话的意思是什么？
But what was that person referring to?
他有了灵恩的经验以后。
After he has experienced the Holy Spirit,
他没有以前那样看重主的话。
He has not paid as much attention now to the Word of God.
我们今天需要真是让主的话成为我们的帮助，成为我们在追求往前走的时候一个依据。
But we need the Word of God in our seeking after Him.
灵恩很快，你只要祷告以后，你就得着一个特别超然的经历。我为你感谢主。
Perhaps indeed you receive a spiritual experience that came pretty fast, and I praise God.
你一年读经一遍，你要知道每天起码花半个钟头以上的时间，你才可以赶得上进度，对不对？
But then, if you want to read through the Bible, spending half an hour a day, you need to spend a year.
弟兄姊妹，让我们这个教会强调圣灵的工作。
So let us emphasize the work of the Spirit.
但是强调这个圣灵的工作是在耶稣与圣经这个基础上来强调它。
But let us emphasize the Spirit upon the foundations of our Lord and the Word.
让我们在主的面前真是很清楚地看见主在这一方面给我们因着保罗的祷告带来的提醒。
So that we can truly be reminded from Paul's prayer.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。